For a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus our Lord and Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy without spot or wrinkle by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Many songs today are written to deceive you. There are many songs that talk about the way. If you listen to this song, you'll find the answer. For Jesus is the truth, the life, the way. Here's a song for the men who walk the waters. Here's a song for the men who calm the sea. Here's a song for the man who died for you and me. Here's a song for the man from Galilee. People stand in line to show who they believe in. Then they march their heroes on to victory. But today I'm gonna cast my vote for Jesus. For Jesus is all the world to me. Here's a song for the men who walk the waters. Here's a song for the men who calm the sea. Here's a song for the man who died for you and me. Here's a song for the man from Galilee. Here's a song for the men who walk the waters.
As we look upon the world scene today, we can clearly see that things are coming to a head. We know that the Middle East is gearing up for a huge fight. We know that the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war is right on the horizon. The players are all aligned. It's getting ready. We know that in the last 5 to 6 years, Israel found humongous amounts of oil and natural gas. They have become an incredibly rich nation. And this is the spoil that Ezekiel 38 is talking about when it talks about Gog and Magog coming down from the north to take spoil. I believe it's the oil that they are looking for. And on the other hand, Israel has become very rich in many other ways. they are a leading nation in the Middle East. They're basically the top strongest nation in the Middle East right now. Nobody has a chance against them in a battle, in a fight. But when all these nations will come against the little nation of Israel, then we will see God bearing his arm, and he says, my fury will come up in my face. And that's when God will strike the nations. Up till now, they were fighting the Muslim nations, and they beat them, except in 1973, when they almost got run over by the Egyptians. But now they are ready for any fight. But will they be able to take on Russia, which has nuclear weapons? No, they will not, because the Bible teaches like a swarm they will come down to the land of Israel, into the mountains of Israel, and God will defeat them there. Not Israel, but God. And we know that America will stand aside in protest. Up till now, all the prophets that studied these prophecies were wondering why America, or where America is in this big fight, in this big battle. They cannot figure out, either they have ceased to exist. But here we can clearly see that the Americans are pulling their troops out. And I believe this is when the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war will begin, when everything looks at peaceful. Israel is at peace. They are dealing with the Russians, which is quite interesting. But the Bible teaches us Russia will strike Israel. And I have taught on the last 2-3 programs that battle will be incredible. God will destroy them all. Only a sixth part of them will be left. The Muslim nations around Israel will be completely annihilated. I believe that's going to be the end of the Muslim religion as we know it. So we are fast heading in that direction. And we know that the rapture is about to happen. The question is, when will it happen? Will it be before the battle of Ezekiel 38 and 39? Or will it be before the battle? I know it'll be before the tribulation. We have to make sure we don't confuse the battle of Ezekiel with the Armageddon battle. In the Armageddon battle, that's when all the world will come together, not only the Russians and the Turks and the Iranians. So here we see everything lining up. We know it's going to happen because the Bible teaches us, God had spoken it, and this is how it's going to be. They will be destroyed in the land of Israel. And then something will happen. The Bible will say, people will be shouting, peace and safety, then sudden destruction. So today I will teach on this subject. But before I get into it, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. I pray that you will open people's hearts to the truth of the signs of the times. We're fast approaching that time when you'll come back for your bride. I thank you for your grace, and I ask you to bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. When I look at the world scene today, I can clearly see that the scripture in Isaiah chapter 5 in verse 20 has come to pass. It tells us, woe unto them that call good, that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own ways, Yes, we have come to the time where right is wrong and wrong is right. When we listen to the news, for the international news on your local TV stations and radio stations, we can see that the announcers are twisting things into a way that they want people to see things. They are programming and brainwashing the people of this planet to think in a certain way. They have completely reversed everything in what's going on in the news today. Over the last year or two, I have noticed that many, many people, even those who call themselves Christians, will say that Donald Trump is a liar. And here's the reason why they do that. They're so used to hearing lies that they call the truth a lie. Donald Trump comes up with the truth. He starts telling us, showing the corruption that is going on in the government, and we can clearly see it. Many, many call it lies. It is as if the blind God is taking the blinders off the human race and showing us how incredible corrupt the world situation is. And it's not going to stop. People are still going to believe a lie, even though the truth is right in front of their eyes. They will call evil good and good evil. Look at the transgender situation. Look at the homosexual situation. Look at the way they're operating with Christianity today. It's unbelievable how true this scripture has become. We are now right in that time, and it's going to get worse and worse until the Lord Jesus Christ comes back for his bride. And when will he come back for his bride? I believe God has shown me something very interesting that I want you to pay attention to. The Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, after that is over, there is not going to be any Muslim religion left. The Russians are going to be wiped out. Will the rapture be before the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war? I don't know. But the Bible teaches that God is going to be vindicated in that war. People will know that there is a God. But they will look upon the planet, and I believe they will see the threat of the Muslim religion removed. They will see the threat of Russia being removed. These are the nations that have been threatening Western civilizations for hundreds of years. And now here is what they will say once they'll be removed. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 3, "For when they will say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." So as things seem to be really good here on earth, then sudden destruction. And the sudden destruction is the great tribulation. And I know for a fact that the Israelis will be burning the weapons that was used in the Ezekiel 38 war. They will burn them for 7 years. So it could be a 7-year period of time before the tribulation, after that Ezekiel 38 war. Because during the tribulation, they will not have time to burn weapons. They will be building the temple in the first half, and in the second half, the Israelis will be running from the Antichrist. So here we are in a space after Ezekiel 38 and 39 war and the Great Tribulation. And that, I believe, is a time when the power of God will sweep this world. Many will come to know Jesus. But then when his number will be filled And then something will happen. The Bible says, when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 4, it tells us, but you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. For you are the children of light and the children of day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. It tells us here we need to pay attention to those things as they unfold in front of our eyes. We're getting into a time when there's going to be a relative peace. There's going to be the battle of Ezekiel 38 and 39. That's going to happen in the Middle East. We here are going to be watching it on our television. But people are still going to go after Satan like never before. They will become proud in their own deceits. And then the Bible teaches us something will happen. Sudden destruction will come. But what will happen to the child of God? The Great Tribulation is a terrible time of suffering that we cannot describe. The Bible teaches us the wrath of God is going to be poured out on this planet like never before. The Bible teaches us that the peoples of this planet will annihilate one another to the point where God says, if we don't come back, no flesh will be left. We, the children of God, it tells us here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 9, God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is not talking about being lost in your trespasses and sin. This, when you take that scripture in context, it's talking about the Great Tribulation. It's talking about the wrath of God being poured out. It says, we are not appointed to that wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, whether we wake or we sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another. Death is a very incredible scripture. The Bible teaches us to comfort one another, to tell each other, look, these things are happening. We know for a fact they're going to happen because they've been prophesied. We don't need to stand in dismay and wring our hands and wonder what will happen next. We know what's going to happen next. It's step by step. But the most important thing, Jesus could come back for us at any moment. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it tells us, for the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. Yes, it's coming, and it's coming fast. And we need to get ready for this incredible time of Jesus coming back. The Bible teaches us that the world is going to go completely bonkers. They will listen to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. We can clearly see that as we watch the world news. We can see it as the church world goes from bad to worse, becoming more and more confused. Christians against Christians. When you go on YouTube, you can't stand or bear the horrifying bickering and fighting back and forth that is going on. But Jesus said that's going to all clear up, and it'll happen soon. So look upon yourself. Never mind what everybody else is doing and how they're doing. Are you ready for that day? Do you know that you belong to God? You need to give your life and heart to Jesus, for we are fast running out of time. Let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing to yourself. Amen.
For a thirsty soul, he is. us to give me grace, and to think of him that holds the stars is small enough to mend one broken heart. And when I can't stand,
as we'll see the confusion mounting around the planet, we can also clearly see that people are looking out upon these things, and the Bible teaches us that they shall lose heart. We can see the younger generations worrying about climate change. We can see the news media pushing that narrative to a point where it becomes a frenzy. There's people spending millions and millions of dollars to push the idea of climate change. We know that these are the days that God predicted, and we can see the confusion all around us. And the child of God needs not to worry, because we are protected by God. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus. We are sealed unto the day of redemption. We are seated in heavenly places. So regardless what happens here on earth, we are going to be protected. But for the rest of the world, the Bible teaches us men's hearts will fail them for fear of looking out upon the things that are coming upon this world. We can see that very clearly. So we, the children of God, should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, especially as you see the day approaching. We can encourage one another. We can go into Scripture and check out what's supposed to happen in those last few remaining years we have here on earth. And it'll be over quickly. The Bible teaches us that this will happen in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. We know that the tribulation is coming. We know the dark clouds are gathering everywhere. The Bible, throughout the Word of God, has prepared the people that God wanted to save, like Noah, like Lot, And many others. God gave them a protection. Noah, he told him to build an ark to get ready for the flood. Lot, he told him to get out of the city before the fire and brimstone will come down to devour those who are against God. And he is telling us the same thing. As we look upon the world system, as we see the world thumbing their nose at God and turning against his laws, changing the everlasting covenants that have been with us for thousands and thousands of years, we can see that things are coming to a head. And the Bible teaches us, when you see these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up for your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in verse 50, it says, "Now I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all die, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. At the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed, for this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So here it tells us how it's going to climax here on this earth for the Church of Jesus Christ. We're going to be changed instantly. It's going to take a split second, and we're going to have a new body. Gone will be the old body that depends on food, that gets sick, that freezes to death or starves to death. Gone will these things be forever for the child of God. But woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, because before the great tribulation can begin, God is going to take his bride unto himself. Then he's going to pour out his wrath upon this planet. And the Bible teaches, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for the devil has come down amongst you. Not only that, but the pit will be open, and the demonic realm will be poured out like a black smoke. For 7 years, this planet is going to see some horrific times. We cannot imagine it. The way we are living now, we are living in comfort. We are living in relative peace. We have all the conveniences at our hands. But there's coming a day when all this will change. And the Bible says it'll happen in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. So turn your heart to Jesus, for he loves you. He wants to save you. There's not much time left. We need to turn to him for salvation. The Bible teaches us there's no name given under heaven whereby we must be saved except for the name Jesus. So give him your life and your heart, for we are fast running out of time. Let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.